Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Well, more shocking video from this assassination. No wonder the FBI and the Secret Service won't answer questions. But just bottom line it, only local cops tried to save Trump. That's if you want to put it in the simplest way possible. And we got more proof of that, the shocking level of it. Okay, yesterday I ran down the incredible text messages and the whole story. And the story that came out across several different media outlets over the weekend, Lee, just to set this up. Four different groups of local law enforcement spotted crooks. We're now learning as much as 100 minutes before the assassination attempt. That, even in Common Core math, would be an hour and 40 minutes. They photographed him. They sent the photographs to the Secret Service, starting an hour and 40 minutes before. And it was so freaky. There are freaky things about this, Lee. Strange things. Like the fact that the snipers in the AGR Glass building, who were friends and knew each other, obviously, had a place they parked that was off and away from everyone else. Crooks pulls his car up and parks next to the snipers, then sits on a picnic table and watches them with his rangefinder. They're freaked out by it. They're texting back and forth about it. And when one of the snipers gets off early at about 4:16, Trump won't speak till 6, he texts his compatriots who are still in the AGR Glass building, says, hey, he watched me walk to my car. I got my gun. I mean, he knows you guys are up there. 100 minutes before Trump spoke, an hour and 40. But they weren't alone. No. The SWAT team saw him, too. They did an interview with ABC News. We saw him. We told Secret Service, okay, that's local law enforcement agency number 2. Local law enforcement agency number 3. Four, there were a total of 8 traffic cops from local police, as we know, Lee, right? 4 of them walked off traffic duty. They were so alarmed by crooks. This is not a big area, okay?
No,
this is not some, square mile area. I mean, this is small. We've all seen it. Every law enforcement agency there could seem to figure out Crooks was there and take action. I mean, if you're, God bless you, you're a traffic cop or regular cop, you're not trained for Secret Service events. And yet they could see it. These were Butler County cops. They walked off traffic duty, as they should have. There is no way the Secret Service did not know this. I'm just going to tell you that. That's why the FBI and the Secret Service cannot answer questions. There is no way 4 local law enforcement agencies freaked out, walked away from their duties, including working as traffic cops to try to protect Trump from crooks because they saw him. There is, and this started an hour and 40 minutes before the shooting, and the Secret Service didn't know. And now they're like, oh, communications confusion. BS. BS. I don't believe it. We're going to get reports that these cops got so desperate, they walked up to Secret Service. Guarantee it. That's coming. That's why they can't answer questions under oath. That's why they can't answer questions under oath. And that doesn't even get to the outrage overnight that just came out. I mean, the shock of this. This video shows what I'm talking about. From the New York Post, shocking new footage from the assassination attempt on Donald Trump shows local cops with guns drawn surrounding the building where Thomas Crooks opened fire fully 2 minutes and 10 seconds before the shooting. So what had happened here? They had given up trying to communicate with the Secret Service, Lee, and they went and said, we're going to have to save him ourselves. There's no way the Secret Service was like, duh. And you know what? I know that they gave Trump's regular Secret Service team, they told them, hey, you've been working 7 days. Why don't you take a break? We're going to bring in some inexperienced people with the Department of Homeland in and on security who answered Alejandro Mayorkas. And we're told, oh, they were inexperienced desk investigators. Doesn't matter. If the traffic cops in Butler County can figure out we're watching an assassination attempt, leave their posts and go and try to save Trump, then darn it, these feds at the Homeland Security Department could have figured it out too. No excuses. I'm sorry. I don't care if you weren't trained.
That's their job.
That's their job.
That's the reason that the Secret Service exists.
So as this new video unfolds, we got overnight, Trump can be heard in the background speaking to the crowd. But the New York Post writes, no attempt was made to get him off the stage as the cops take matters into their own hands because the federal government will not act and they try to save Trump.
Well, that's a familiar refrain there, isn't it? Federal government not doing its job, the state has to step in.
Yeah, well, exactly. But, okay, so this is the clip posted to X by user. So this is just coming from a person who was there, okay? Again, we're not learning this stuff from the FBI investigation. We're learning it from local law enforcement or people who were there. Here's what's remarkable about the last 2 days. And I tweeted this yesterday. The UK Daily Mail wrote it. These whistleblowers who are going to Senator Grassley, who's doing his own investigation, forced the FBI to retract its timeline. Just last week, they lied to Congress and said that the timeline was an hour long. No, the timeline was an hour and 40 minutes long. How do we know that? Because whistleblowers, local cops, locals are going to Grassley and saying, no, the FBI is lying. No, here's what happened. We have to learn from a senator conducting his own investigation because the FBI, what the FBI is telling us, is not true. It's just not true.
I had a question for you, Tara. Why is the FBI wanting to interview President Trump, and why has he agreed to that?
I wouldn't. He keeps walking into their traps.
I
would not talk to them, and if I did, which I wouldn't, I would take a lawyer.
Yeah, this.
I would do it in writing.
My the flags are going up on this. There is something really about this.
They're setting him up.
Exactly? What is there to be gained by interviewing the target who had nothing to do with any of this?
He's innocent. You know why? You know why the FBI is publicizing? Well, we really need to talk to him because it makes it sound like Trump is guilty of making up this assassination attempt. They're feeding this on the left. And what they're also feeding is the algorithms for Facebook and Google, which are now lying. The New York Post cover story today, Facebook is denying the assassination attempt happened.
Yeah.
They said there was a shooting at the Trump rally. There was no assassination attempt. It's not real. That is what they're saying. That is what is coming out from Facebook AI right now. That is what the FBI is feeding into the AI. And remember, Lee, the FBI told us 3 months ago they had gone back to censoring. We know what that means. They're censoring conservatives and trying to help the Democrats win. That is the, I guarantee you, that is the FBI. The FBI generates the story by acting like Trump is guilty, acting like, well, Trump's out there, he won't come in for an interview. What's that? Every crime show in America, that's what guilty criminals do.
No.
He won't come in for an interview to talk about that assassination. What is he hiding from the FBI? Nothing.
Yeah.
He's totally
innocent. He's the one that
innocent.
Got shot, for crying out loud.
Remember when they said, well, we can't determine if a bullet took off his ear unless he comes in and talks to us. Why would him talking to you clarify that for you?
Yeah. When you have video evidence, when you have Secret Service personnel that were there, the ones that actually did something as opposed to letting this happen, apparently, and you have the hospital and doctor's reports, what else do you need?
You don't.
I pretty much think that what they're trying to do is to find some minor detail that they can claim Trump is either lying about or is gotten wrong or contradicts himself at some point, and then they'll try to put together some narrative that there is something nefarious going on with this and that Trump is somehow involved. Now, I don't trust, I'm like William Timmons, I don't trust the FBI. Now, I remember him saying this in an interview with Charlie James. I don't trust them, and I know you don't either. That's why you call them the FBI. And I just don't see what can possibly be gained by having the FBI interview the man who was the target of the assassination. When you have all this video evidence, when you have hospital records, you have doctor's records, you have eyewitnesses, you have federal agents that were there and saw everything that went on, and what is to be gained?
The headlines. They don't care about talking to Trump, okay? The whole purpose is to generate headlines. FBI seeking interview with Trump. As if Trump won't comply because they're on to him, man. He's hiding that he wasn't really assassinated. That's why Christopher Wray said what he did, 10 seconds. He's the head of the FBI.
With respect to former President Trump, there's some question about whether or not it's a bullet or shrapnel that hit his ear.
Okay, he says that. It gets fed, I guarantee you, by the FBI into these algorithms and AI chatbots. That's why Google's turning up this way. That's why Meta is turning up this way. They generate the doubt, run the articles, feed it into the AI so that it spits out for anybody going, well, I'm so confused. My liberal friends are telling me Trump's lying. And then Meta backs it up. I'm telling you, the FBI announced it was censoring 3 months ago. They're behind all of this. That is the headlines are the purpose. It doesn't matter that it's a lie. Listen to what Meta chatbot actually responds to questions on the Trump assassination. Listen to this. Quote, there was no real assassination attempt on Donald Trump. I strive to provide accurate and reliable information, but sometimes mistakes can occur. Where does the Meta chatbot get that? From the FBI-generated fake headlines. Trump, FBI questions whether Trump hit by a bullet. FBI wants to speak to Trump, but he won't come in. FBI needs to ask Trump questions. When the FBI needs to ask you questions, that implies you did something criminal, like faking your own assassination. This is evil. Stalin would be proud, though. What did Stalin do? He airbrushed out the people he murdered from the pictures to erase them from history. You are watching them do the same thing digitally. Listen to this. This is from Meta's chatbot. On July 28th, a shooting occurred at a rally for Donald Trump's presidential campaign in Butler. One person was killed. Two others were injured. The suspect was shot and killed by law enforcement. It then insists it was not an assassination attempt. Wow. I mean, the mind control.
And inaccurately says that only two people were injured.
Yeah. Oh, God, I didn't even catch that. You're right. It was three because Trump's here.
Exactly.
This is the world we're going to live in. And let me tell you what. They've already tried to assassinate Elon Musk twice. They get him. You're going to live in that world. You're going to live in a world where you are not allowed to know what is real. The only reason we know now is because Twitter still exists and Elon Musk runs it.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT!
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Unbelievable. Folks, this is the FBI, okay? This is them doing that. They announced they were going back to censoring 3 months ago. We know what censoring means because we have the Twitter files. We saw how they did it last time. Censoring means the FBI shuts down, knocks out, or algorithms down conservative accounts, Republican politicians, and floats misinformation and lies. They are the misinformers. But yet they use the authority that, unfortunately, President Trump gave them in an executive order that Joe Biden re-upped to go after misinformation and censor things that are misinformation. They were given the power to stop financial payments to and from social media outlets in order to allow them to do this. I'm waiting for them to stop the payments to Elon Musk. They have the power to do it, unfortunately, under both Trump and Biden. I don't know why Trump signed that executive order, because it gave them the ability, and they used it to kick him off Twitter, which was crazy. But anyway, here's where we are. I've always said if I could ask Trump one question, and only one, it would be, why did you sign away our First Amendment? Did you read the second page? Because the first page wasn't very scary, but they have the power. And this is how they're using it. Headline, New York Post. Since the assassination attempt on Trump, Meta's AI, so Meta's Facebook and Google have said the shooting never happened, falsely claim the picture of Trump's ear was doctored, and downplayed the news in searches. Folks, if you go look up Stalin airbrushing, okay, this is right out of the former Soviet Union. History is simply erased. These people are total 1984. I mean, this is scary and freaky. Meta's AI assistant claimed the attempted assassination of President Donald Trump was a fictional event, but had plenty to say about Democrat rival Kamala Harris's run for the White House. This is from the New York Post front page story. On Monday, the Post ran its own test on Meta's AI tool, or, you know, Facebook's, basically, asking, was the Trump assassination fictional? The bot responded, there was no real assassination attempt on Donald Trump. I strive to provide accurate, reliable information, but sometimes mistakes can occur. I guarantee you that was written at FBI headquarters. Guarantee it. The bot added, to confirm, there has been no credible report or evidence of a successful or attempted assassination on Donald Trump. Just wow. There have been numerous reported threats and incidents against Donald Trump, the AI bot continued, but no confirmed assassination attempts. However, I can provide information on notable incidents, and they list in 2016, Michael Stephen Sanford attempted to grab a gun from a police officer at a Trump rally, but they put the rest of this aside. What is the purpose of this? This is so the left can screenshot this, and they are, and go on X with these screenshots. I see them all over the place, and counter this. They are in comment sections now. The left is, or maybe the Harris bots, I don't know what they are, saying, no, Trump's lying. He wasn't almost assassinated. It was fake. He faked the photo. Well, when you have Facebook as your source, they're erasing your history, just like Stalin did. This is exactly what Stalin did. When the Post typed in a prompt, what happened to Trump in Butler, PA? The Facebook chatbot responded, this is the Meta chatbot, Facebook, Meta, same thing, on July 28th, a shooting occurred at a rally for Donald Trump's presidential campaign in Butler, PA. One person was killed and two others were injured. So it was actually three others were injured, but they leave Trump out. They're denying, in other words, they're denying the ear happened. They're denying the ear happened. And what is the implication? Well, I mean, he faked it. We all know he faked it. So what happens? You go online, you put in Trump assassination ear. What do you get? The faked FBI headlines. We're seeking an interview with Trump. He, you know, he hasn't come in. We want to interview him, but he won't come in. Sounds like a criminal, like every crime drama you've ever seen. Well, we want to talk to him, but he won't talk to us. Why? Because he's a criminal. He made it up. What you are seeing right now is the FBI, Meta, Google acting as arms of the Democrat Party, spewing misinformation. And as this article details, true information about the actual assassination is getting what's called algorithm down. So what that means is they put an algorithm on it so only a tiny percentage of people on social media can see it. And it's got to be going on Instagram too. It's got to be. It's owned by the same people. Done by Facebook, by Mark Zuckerberg. It's got to be going on. I mean, it's got to be where we are. Folks, this election is life and death. I've been talking to you about First Amendment. Because you're going to put Elon Musk in prison or he's going to be dead. He's already suffered two assassination attempts. He actually had a guy at an investor's meeting ask him, as an investor, what are you doing to keep yourself alive? They keep trying to kill you. People keep trying to kill you. And wanted to know, are you doing enough to keep yourself alive? I need to know that to invest further in your companies. That's why Elon Musk was so struck by the Trump assassination attempt. He sees himself there because he too is trying to survive in this world they are creating. Meanwhile, overnight, Democrats keep doing this, folks. Democrats keep doing this. They suggest Republican leaders should be murdered. Plain as day. And then when someone steps up to do it, they act appalled, shocked, horrified. Overnight, Joe Biden, after Mike Johnson, the speaker, said that his Supreme Court changes were dead on arrival in the House. In other words, the legislation that Joe Biden has pursued. Biden said he is dead on arrival, talking about Mike Johnson. The shocked reporter, and unfortunately, I'd play the audio for you, go listen to it on my Twitter feed. There's a plane in the background, so it's so bad, I can't get it through our, it'll sound weird. Listen to this. Biden's asked about Speaker Mike Johnson saying his Supreme Court legislation's dead on arrival. Biden says that's what he is, talking about Johnson. Asked for a clarification, the reporter shouted that he is. Biden said he is dead on arrival. Can you imagine how the media would freak out for months if Trump said a Democrat leader should be dead on arrival? Why do the Democrats keep suggesting our leaders should be killed and then pretending to be appalled when somebody actually tries it? Republicans are weird, says the left. Yeah, it's Trump and Vance. Have you seen Trump's hair? Seriously weird, they say.
Weird is perfect vernacular. And there is something weird about these guys. I mean, on the other side, they're just weird.
There's something a little off with the other side. There's something a little weird.
Okay, let me tell you what's going on here. And Lee points this out all the time. They're very conscious of how weird they are. They know they're weird. They know that they're very strange religions. They're very odd ceremonies, like we just saw with the Paris Olympics, freak people out. They know this. They're hearing it in polling. Their views are weird. The way they treat Christians is weird. The way they erase history that happened in front of our faces, like the Trump assassination, is weird. They know it, and so they're going on the offensive, and they're calling the other side weird. This is an admission. They know they're perceived as a little off, the left. They are. That's what this is. That's what this whole thing is about. Now, you want to see weird? You want to hear weird? Kamala Harris is segregating her volunteers by race. This is a training session for white liberal women who are influencers, okay? So they bring out this chick, Ariel Fedor. She's got like 1.5 million followers. She's a former teacher, God help us, who does gentle parenting. In other words, parenting where you don't punish the kid and speak softly. And then they end up in prison. So anyway, Ariel Fedor has 1.5 million followers. So this is a gathering of white women influencers who are for the Kamala Harris campaign. They want to learn how to influence their followers, okay? This is the instruction video on how to do that. These are the instructions from the Kamala Harris campaign. You want to talk about weird to white women. Ask yourself this. You've got friends, you've got neighbors, you've probably been to a neighborhood cookout, you probably had your friends over for a cookout. Does any, maybe a football party, anybody you know talk like this? They don't. Because the people you know aren't weird. But this chick is. And so is everybody listening to her. So listen to her deliver the instructions from the Kamala Harris campaign on how white women should talk online when speaking for Kamala Harris.
No matter who you are all influencers in some way. So tonight, I'm going to share some do's and don'ts for getting involved in politics online and navigating the toxicity that comes with it. And spoiler alert, as much as the toxicity can come from the outside, it can come from us too.
Okay, so first talking point. Remember, you're white and thus toxic. There is something wrong with you. This is the message from the Kamala Harris campaign to white women. Now listen to this. The instructions are very explicit and specific. If you encounter BIPOCs, that's people of color, you have to defer to whatever they say and shut up. This is what she tells her white volunteers. Does anyone you know talk like this? White, black, brown, your neighbors, your friends. We all have black, white, brown neighbors in front. Does anybody you know talk like this except the radical left?
As white women, we need to use our privilege to make positive changes. If you find yourself talking over or speaking for BIPOC individuals or, God forbid, correcting them, just take a beat. And instead, we can put our listening ears on. So do learn from and amplify the voices of those who have been historically marginalized and use the privilege you have in order to push for systemic change. As white people, we have a lot to learn and unlearn. So do check your blind spots. You are responsible for your algorithm, believe it or not.
Okay. The actual message from the Kamala Harris campaign, you are white, you are toxic, you have privilege. Do not question anything anyone who is not white says. Shut up and go out and sell me. Is that normal? Do normal people talk like that in business, in circles you travel in? No, because these people aren't normal. They're weird. I can't wait. By the way, they're about to have a meeting of the white men for Kamala Harris. So I guess if you want to volunteer for her, you have to sign up by race. And you know what that gives us, though? That gives us a really good bird's eye view of how society under the left, should they ever completely conquer it, would operate. It's very much like, well, we can't just have one graduation for everyone. We have to have segregated graduations. We're going to go back to the segregation era of the Democrat Party when Strom Thurmond represented them. We're going to go back there. We have to have the black graduation. Or maybe if you're black and gay, you can go to the gay graduation. Or perhaps you would like to go to the Asian graduation. So this is all before white influencer volunteers could go out there, they had to listen to this. Texter writes, wow, sounds like she marginalized white people. No, think about what she really did. This is what's so insane. That is the most racist as heck thing I've heard. Not toward white people. Toward black people, too. Well, you're white. You have privilege. You're probably, look at you. You're so white. Yeah. Now, I know you want to correct them, these BIPOC people, but just resist the urge. She's dripping with the privilege. It's disgusting. You're going to want to correct people of color, but you just got to remember to resist. I know it's hard. We're so much smarter, us white liberal women. That's what she's saying. It's a slam on black people and on people of color.
It's so hard for us not to correct everyone, us liberal women. We know everything. We are the smartest and the best. But we've got to learn to be quiet, ladies. And just let our underlings talk. Listen to that. I swear you would have heard slave-owning white women back in the South say stuff like this. That is how bad she sounds. How demeaning. And this is coming from the Kamala Harris campaign.
As white women, we need to use our privilege to make positive changes. If you find yourself talking over or speaking for BIPOC individuals, or God forbid, correcting them, just take a beat. And instead, we can put our listening ears on. So do learn from and amplify the voices of those who have been historically marginalized and use the
privilege. We're smarter. We're better. We're privileged. We're also toxic. So I mean, like, you go help help those people of color out is what she's saying. This is how liberal women think. It's racist as heck. Go help them. Because if you don't have a white liberal woman to amplify your voice, my God, how will you even know how to talk online? That's what she's saying. And she is speaking for the Harris campaign. Can you imagine living in a world run by these people? Folks, how long have I said it? The single most dangerous people on the planet, not North Korean people, not the Chinese Communist Party, not the Russian Federation, white liberal women who vote. The most dangerous people on the planet. Texture rates. It's sad we don't have honest elections. Libs aren't even close to a majority after they steal the November election. Let's see what our side does. Well, we'll see. But they're hard at work. Look, you know what this tells you? You got to read between the lines. You know how, you ever heard from anybody who lived in a former, like a communist country? And they'll talk about, well, we figured out what was going on. We learned to read the news. So we knew they were lying to us. They were feeding us lies. But you could tell what the real news was by sort of parsing through the lies. Let me tell you what the actual news is here. That assassination attempt appalled Americans and really helped Trump. It helped Trump in the polling. It helped him a lot more than they're even admitting. So much so, it scared the FBI, which pulls the strings, as we know. I mean, we know this from Biden v. Missouri that was heard before the Supreme Court. We know we have all the evidence of how the FBI went in and literally shut down conservatives' accounts while amplifying the left's messages, claiming to be combating misinformation. I guarantee it's what they're doing again. We'll have hearings on this. We'll have hearings on this 2-3 years from now when we learn it was the FBI that went in and meddled with all of these algorithms, or suggested that Google and Facebook meddle with the algorithms to make the assassination all but disappear, make it hard to find, make it confusing for people. I don't know. The AI at Facebook said there was no assassination attempt. It was fake. Oh, and the AI at Facebook said that picture of Trump bleeding from the ear, that was doctored. It was doctored. Yeah, I mean, it was weird. I thought I saw it in real time, but I guess I did. I mean, AI would know. Facebook would know. I'm telling you, what is happening here is the left is screenshotting these and they're putting them up on Twitter and they're going in the comment sections all over the internet and they're saying, no, it's fake. Trump lied. The FBI is seeking an interview with Trump because he lied. He made it up. He wasn't assassinated. All of that. What that tells you is they're scared. And that's the good news. I don't want you to get mad. I want you to be encouraged. They're scared. The assassination attempt showed America a little bit too much. What's really going on? You know what I mean. They feel exposed. So they're doing what they do. The Democrat Party and the FBI, which have merged. They go out and they lie. They censor the truth. They amplify the fake. But this is beyond the pale. I mean, this is just so brazen. Again, I'm reacting to the New York Post cover story today, which you should read. It is right out of the USSR, had the USSR had digital capability. Meta's AI assistant claimed, if you asked them yesterday, did the attempted assassination of Donald Trump happen, it would tell you it was fictional. It would tell you that the photo was faked. It had been changed. You didn't actually see him bleeding from the ear. You thought you did, but you didn't really. Why? Because that hurts Democrats. The head-scratching results from what Mark Zuckerberg's tech giant bills as the most intelligent AI assistant comes after Google's dominant search engine failed to bring up the July 13 shooting when prompted on its search bar.
And Meta's Facebook, when confronted with this, did acknowledge it mistakenly, censored the iconic image of Trump with his fist raised in the immediate aftermath of the July 13th shooting in Pennsylvania. They didn't do that. The FBI did it. Just like they did at Twitter. If something was good for Republicans, the FBI made it disappear. Remember, they came in through what was called the belly button. They just go through Twitter, deleting accounts, deleting tweets, anything that was true. From Tucker Carlson to Tommy Lahren. On Monday, the New York Post ran its own test on Meta's AI tool, asking, was the Trump assassination fictional? The bot responded, there was no real assassination attempt on Donald Trump. I strive to provide accurate, reliable information. What does this show you? They're scared. Look, they're going to try to fix this election across the six swing states with voters who have moved.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Republicans are weird, says the left. Yeah, it's Trump and Vance. Have you seen Trump's hair? Seriously weird, they say.
Weird is perfect vernacular. And there is something weird about these guys. I mean, on the other side, they're just weird.
There's something a little off with the other side. There's something a little weird.
Okay, let me tell you what's going on here. And Lee points this out all the time. They're very conscious of how weird they are. They know they're weird. They know that they're very strange religions. They're very odd ceremonies like we just saw with the Paris Olympics freak people out. They know this. They're hearing it in polling. Their views are weird. The way they treat Christians is weird. The way they erase history that happened in front of our faces, like the Trump assassination, is weird. They know it, and so they're going on the offensive, and they're calling the other side weird. This is an admission. They know they're perceived as a little off, the left. They are. That's what this is. That's what this whole thing is about. Now, you want to see weird? You want to hear weird? Kamala Harris is segregating her volunteers by race. This is a training session for white liberal women who are influencers. Okay, so they bring out this chick, Ariel Fedor. She's got like 1.5 million followers. She's a former teacher. God help us, who does gentle parenting. In other words, parenting where you don't punish the kid and speak softly, and then they end up in prison. So anyway, Ariel Fedor has 1.5 million followers. So this is a gathering of white women influencers who are for the Kamala Harris campaign. They want to learn how to influence their followers, okay? This is the instruction video on how to do that. These are the instructions from the Kamala Harris campaign. You want to talk about weird to white women. Ask yourself this. You've got friends. You've got neighbors. You've probably been to a neighborhood cookout. You probably had your friends over for a cookout. Does any, maybe a football party, anybody you know talk like this? They don't. Because the people you know aren't weird. But this chick is. And so is everybody listening to her. So listen to her deliver the instructions from the Kamala Harris campaign on how white women should talk online when speaking for Kamala Harris.
No matter who you are all influencers in some way. So tonight, I'm going to share some do's and don'ts for getting involved in politics online and navigating the toxicity that comes with it. And spoiler alert, as much as the toxicity can come from the outside, it can come from us too.
Okay, so first talking point, remember, you're white and thus toxic. There is something wrong with you. This is the message from the Kamala Harris campaign to white women. Now listen to this. The instructions are very explicit and specific. If you encounter BIPOCs, that's people of color, you have to defer to whatever they say and shut up. This is what she tells her white volunteers. Does anyone you know talk like this? White, black, brown, your neighbors, your friends. We all have black, white, brown neighbors in front. Does anybody you know talk like this except the radical left?
As white women, we need to use our privilege to make positive changes. If you find yourself talking over or speaking for BIPOC individuals, or God forbid, correcting them, just take a beat. And instead, we can put our listening ears on. So do learn from and amplify the voices of those who have been historically marginalized and use the privilege you have in order to push for systemic change. As white people, we have a lot to learn and unlearn. So do check your blind spots. You are responsible for your algorithm, believe it or not.
Okay. The actual message from the Kamala Harris campaign, you are white, you are toxic, you have privilege. Do not question anything anyone who is not white says. Shut up and go out and sell me. Is that normal? Do normal people talk like that in business, in circles you travel in? No, because these people aren't normal. They're weird. I can't wait. By the way, they're about to have a meeting of the white men for Kamala Harris. So I guess if you want to volunteer for her, you have to sign up by race. And you know what that gives us, though? That gives us a really good bird's eye view of how society under the left, should they ever completely conquer it, would operate. It's very much like, well, we can't just have one graduation for everyone. We have to have segregated graduations. We're going to go back to the segregation era of the Democrat Party when Strom Thurmond represented them. We're going to go back there. We have to have the black graduation. Or maybe if you're black and gay, you can go to the gay graduation. Or perhaps you would like to go to the Asian graduation. So this is all before white influencer volunteers could go out there. They had to listen to this. Texter writes, wow, sounds like she marginalized white people. No, think about what she really did. This is what's so insane. That is the most racist as heck thing I've heard. Not toward white people. Toward black people too. Well, you're white. You have privilege. You're probably, look at you. You're so white. Yeah. Now, I know you want to correct them, these BIPOC people, but just resist the urge. She's dripping with the privilege. It's disgusting. You're going to want to correct people of color, but you just got to remember to resist. I know it's hard. We're so much smarter, us white liberal women. That's what she's saying. It's a slam on black people and on people of color. It's so hard for us not to correct everyone, us liberal women. We know everything. We are the smartest and the best. But we've got to learn to be quiet, ladies. And just let our underlings talk. Listen to that. I swear you would have heard slave-owning white women back in the South say stuff like this. That is how bad she sounds. How demeaning. And this is coming from the Kamala Harris campaign.
As white women, we need to use our privilege to make positive changes. If you find yourself talking over or speaking for BIPOC individuals, or God forbid, correcting them, just take a beat. And instead, we can put our listening ears on. So do learn from and amplify the voices of those who have been historically marginalized and use the privilege.
We're smarter. We're better. We're privileged. We're also toxic. So I mean, like, you go help those people of color out is what she's saying. This is how liberal women think. It's racist as heck. Go help them. Because if you don't have a white liberal woman to amplify your voice, my God, how will you even know how to talk online? That's what she's saying. And this is, she is speaking for the Harris campaign. Can you imagine living in a world run by these people? Folks, how long have I said it? The single most dangerous people on the planet. Not North Korean people, not the Chinese Communist Party, not the Russian Federation. White liberal women who vote. The most dangerous people on the planet. Texture rates. It's sad we don't have honest elections. Libs aren't even close to a majority after they steal the November election. Let's see what our side does. Well, we'll see. But they're hard at work. Look, you know what this tells you? You got to read between the lines. You know how, you ever heard from anybody who lived in a former, like a communist country? And they'll talk about, well, we figured out what was going on. We learned to read the news. So we knew they were lying to us. They were feeding us lies. But you could tell what the real news was by sort of parsing through the lies. Let me tell you what the actual news is here. That assassination attempt appalled Americans and really helped Trump. It helped Trump in the polling. It helped him a lot more than they're even admitting. So much so, it scared the FBI, which pulls the strings, as we know. I mean, we know this from Biden v. Missouri that was heard before the Supreme Court. We know we have all the evidence of how the FBI went in and literally shut down conservatives' accounts while amplifying the left's messages, claiming to be combating misinformation. I guarantee it's what they're doing again. We'll have hearings on this. We'll have hearings on this 2-3 years from now when we learn it was the FBI that went in and meddled with all of these algorithms, or suggested that Google and Facebook meddle with the algorithms to make the assassination all but disappear, make it hard to find, make it confusing for people. I don't know. The AI at Facebook said there was no assassination attempt. It was fake. Oh, and the AI at Facebook said that picture of Trump bleeding from the ear, that was doctored. It was doctored. I mean, it was weird. I thought I saw it in real time, but I guess I didn't. I mean, AI would know. Facebook would know. I'm telling you, what is happening here is the left is screenshotting these and they're putting them up on Twitter and they're going in the comment sections all over the internet and they're saying, no, it's fake. Trump lied. The FBI is seeking an interview with Trump because he lied. He made it up. He wasn't assassinated. All of that. What that tells you is they're scared. And that's the good news. I don't want you to get mad. I want you to be encouraged. They're scared. The assassination attempt showed America a little bit too much. What's really going on? You know what I mean. They feel exposed. So they're doing what they do. The Democrat Party and the FBI, which have merged. They go out and they lie. They censor the truth. They amplify the fake. But this is beyond the pale. I mean, this is so brazen. Again, I'm reacting to the New York Post cover story today, which you should read. It is right out of the USSR, had the USSR had digital capability. Meta's AI assistant claimed, if you asked them yesterday, did the attempted assassination of Donald Trump happen? It would tell you it was fictional. It would tell you that the photo was faked. It had been changed. You didn't actually see him bleeding from the ear. You thought you did, but you didn't really. Why? Because that hurts Democrats. The head-scratching results from what Mark Zuckerberg's tech giant bills as the most intelligent AI assistant comes after Google's dominant search engine failed to bring up the July 13 shooting when prompted on its search bar. And Meta's Facebook, when confronted with this, did acknowledge it mistakenly, censored the iconic image of Trump with his fist raised in the immediate aftermath of the July 13 shooting in Pennsylvania. But they didn't do that. The FBI did it. Just like they did at Twitter. If something was good for Republicans, the FBI made it disappear. Remember, they came in through what was called the belly button. They just go through Twitter, deleting accounts, deleting tweets, anything that was true. From Tucker Carlson to Tommy Lahren. On Monday, the New York Post ran its own test on Meta's AI tool, asking, was the Trump assassination fictional? The bot responded, there was no real assassination attempt on Donald Trump. I strive to provide accurate, reliable information. What does this show you? They're scared. Look, they're going to try to fix this election across the 6 swing states with voters who have moved, voters who have died, and illegal immigrants who were registered likely against their will. when they went to get ID papers. They're going to vote for them. They're going to vote for them. And they're afraid that a tsunami of votes by us will overwhelm it. And they saw in their own polling something that scared them. And that is that when Trump put his fist in the air and screamed fight, it moved people because Trump didn't know if there were two assassins or one. Trump didn't know if the guy was going to shoot him. And what was his first reaction? It was so authentic and genuine. And we treasure that in America because there's nothing authentic or genuine. Look how fake these people are with their fake search results. Fake assassination. And Trump screamed fight. And he put his fist in the air, not knowing if he would be pummeled with bullets for it. And Americans loved it. It was real. It was authentic. It was what they wanted. And they've got to shut it down. They're in a panic, which is good. Which is good. Texture rates. It's sad we don't have honest elections. Libs aren't even close to a majority after they steal the November election. Let's see what our side does. Well, we'll see. But they're hard at work. Look, you know what this tells you? You got to read between the lines. You know how, you ever heard from anybody who lived in a former, like a communist country? And they'll talk about, well, we figured out what was going on. We learned to read the news. So we knew they were lying to us. They were feeding us lies. But you could tell what the real news was by sort of parsing through the lies. Let me tell you what the actual news is here. That assassination attempt appalled Americans and really helped Trump. It helped Trump in the polling. It helped him a lot more than they're even admitting. So much so, it scared the FBI, which pulls the strings, as we know. I mean, we know this from Biden v. Missouri that was heard before the Supreme Court. We know we have all the evidence of how the FBI went in and literally shut down conservatives' accounts while amplifying the left's messages claiming to be combating misinformation. I guarantee it's what they're doing again. We'll have hearings on this. We'll have hearings on this 2-3 years from now when we learn it was the FBI that went in and meddled with all of these algorithms or suggested that Google and Facebook meddle with the algorithms to make the assassination all but disappear, make it hard to find, make it confusing for people. I don't know. I mean, the AI at Facebook said there was no assassination attempt. It was fake. Oh, and the AI at Facebook said that picture of Trump bleeding from the ear, that was doctored. It was doctored. Yeah, I mean, it was weird. I thought I saw it in real time, but I guess I didn't. I mean, AI would know. Facebook would know. I'm telling you, what is happening here is the left is screenshotting these and they're putting them up on Twitter and they're going in the comment sections all over the internet and they're saying, no, it's fake. Trump lied. The FBI is seeking an interview with Trump because he lied. He made it up. He wasn't assassinated. All of that. What that tells you is they're scared. And that's the good news. I don't want you to get mad. I want you to be encouraged. They're scared. The assassination attempt showed America a little bit too much. What's really going on? You know what I mean. They feel exposed. So they're doing what they do, the Democrat Party and the FBI, which have merged. They go out and they lie. They censor the truth. They amplify the fake. But this is beyond the pale. I mean, this is just so brazen. Again, I'm reacting to the New York Post cover story today, which you should read. It is right out of the USSR, had the USSR had digital capability. Meta's AI assistant claimed, if you asked them yesterday, did the attempted assassination of Donald Trump happen? It would tell you it was fictional. It would tell you that the photo was faked. It had been changed. You didn't actually see him bleeding from the ear. You thought you did, but you didn't really. Why? Because that hurts Democrats. The head-scratching results from what Mark Zuckerberg's tech giant bills as the most intelligent AI assistant comes after Google's dominant search engine failed to bring up the July 13 shooting when prompted on its search bar. And Meta's Facebook, when confronted with this, did acknowledge it mistakenly, censored the iconic image of Trump with his fist raised in the immediate aftermath of the July 13 shooting in Pennsylvania. They didn't do that. The FBI did it. Just like they did at Twitter. If something was good for Republicans, the FBI made it disappear. Remember, they came in through what was called the belly button. They just go through Twitter, deleting accounts, deleting tweets, anything that was true. From Tucker Carlson to Tommy Lahren. On Monday, the New York Post ran its own test on Meta's AI tool, asking, was the Trump assassination fictional? The bot responded, there was no real assassination attempt on Donald Trump. I strive to provide accurate, reliable information. What does this show you? They're scared. Look, they're going to try to fix this election across the six swing states with voters who have moved, voters who have died, and illegal immigrants who were registered likely against their will when they went to get ID papers. They're going to vote for them. They're going to vote for them. And they're afraid that a tsunami of votes by us will overwhelm it. And they saw in their own polling something that scared them. And that is that when Trump put his fist in the air and screamed fight, it moved people because Trump didn't know if there were two assassins or one. Trump didn't know if the guy was going to shoot him. And what was his first reaction? It was so authentic and genuine, and we treasure that in America because there's nothing authentic or genuine. Look how fake these people are with their fake search results. Faked, fake assassination. And Trump screamed fight, and he put his fist in the air not knowing if he would be pummeled with bullets for it. And Americans loved it. It was real. It was authentic. It was what they wanted, and they've got to shut it down. They're in a panic, which is good. Which is good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.